Tampa City Councilwoman Mary Mulhern had harsh words today regarding the firing of Tampa's streetcar manager by Hillsborough County's Transit System Agency, HART.
It was a shock to everyone on the board, I believe, from what I've heard from rumor, since we haven't been able to meet, that our manager, streetcar manager, who is basically was the director of all streetcar operations, Tim Borchers, had been, laid off or organized out.
Tim Borchers was hired to manage the streetcar line back in 2002. His firing was said to be intended to save money and improve service. Councilwoman Linda Saul-Sennett also expressed reservations about the booting of Borchers.
By removing this director, there are two issues. One, of course, was the lack of communication about it, because it seems that this should have been done certainly in concert with your board, with the streetcar board of directors. And secondly, that this leaves the streetcar without a person whose direct sole responsibility is the advocacy for, the promotion of, and the responsibility for this.
The streetcar in Tampa has been derided by some as a boondoggle, but HART's executive director, David Armijo, says currently between 36,000 to 38,000 riders use the streetcar monthly, but each year it has run in a deficit mode. Armijo says he hopes that won't be the case next year. That means there will be less streetcar rides, coming every 20 minutes during peak hours instead of the current 15-minute wait. Councilman John Dingfelder defended HART's Armijo on his management decisions and was optimistic about the future of transit in Hillsborough County, beginning with the fact that the streetcar is being extended into downtown Tampa.
Basically, we have $40 million from the county to do two major routes, and that is just the precursor. Bus rapid transit is not something you just do and then forget about. It's the precursor to possibly changing those routes over to rail, and bus rapid transit can be a way to have transit-oriented development. Our ridership with HART, and I believe the streetcar, is at unprecedented levels. More than 1 million riders a month now on HART buses. Our express services are overflowing. People are standing in the aisles. Obviously, a big part of that is $4 a gallon. But listen, we have to, you know, make hay while the sun is shining. And the sun, you know, for rail and for buses, the sun is shining right now.
Councilwoman Mulhern said that with so much buzz in town about the possibilities of light rail, she said it should be acknowledged that streetcars are, in fact, light rail.
I am hoping that with all our rail plans, and especially because of the cost of fuel, everything has changed even in the last year in the way people are looking at transit. And of course, for Tampa to actually be taking it seriously is new. And this is only, I think we're at a point where we have to have more mass transit. And while bus rapid transit is a better option than everyone driving their own car on the road, rail is going to be the answer because people will ride rail.
HART Executive Director David Armijo said that the battle for federal funding for light rail is extremely competitive.
The last new starts, there were actually 35 cities attempting to start light rail systems in the United States. Only 6 cities were funded. And Mr. Booth was involved with those. He'll be able to have you a lot more insight and discussions. And so we have a lot of work to do here locally on how we can put ourselves in a very competitive mode as we go forward.
Yes.